tweak one thing and then everything else is the same. It's no, every single thing is different. So that's yeah. But maybe we'll start in preparation for that, maybe we'll start transposing simpler things. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, kinda in the way that we've analyzed some of these tunes together, you know, 2-5-1 to this key, 2-5-1 to that key. If you think about it in those terms, it's really not that bad to transpose something like Autumn Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of 2-5-1 to G and 2-5-1 to E, okay, move it up a step, 2-5-1 to A, 2-5-1 to F sharp. You're pretty much done, if you know your 2-5-1s.
If you know your 2-5-1s,
yeah. Anyways, let's warm up with something, maybe either a blues or a rhythm changes. Or what else did we do last time that we said we wanted to do again? Ah, thank you. The keeper of the list.
Quiet Nights? No, that was one that we didn't do. That's
oh, we could try. We could read that one today. That was good last time. Oh, I want to do one. Yeah, thank you. Let's try it. We haven't done Straight No Chaser in a little while. Or actually, Wojtek, what have you been working on?
I tried.
You always tell me you work on stuff later and then realize that we haven't done it. So
I try actually to touch everything. So.
Oh, okay. Know. Yeah, let's try it. Let's
I'm bad at everything.
Okay. Let's try Straight No Chaser. It's a good warm up, Tim.
Without the chart, because it's not.
Yay!
We'll see what happens.
Abandoning charts is good. No, it is, because then you're not always trying to read and then look up and losing where you are and stuff.
You know what? There's a part though that I don't know at all. Sorry. I gotta look, man. I thought I was like, I know the head, but I. I've been the doorstop tonight, right?
Doorstop? What?
You know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't.
The guy who's... Oh, I do know this one. Whatever. Everybody was ready to play it. I'm setting this up, I'm setting my stuff up. Now you're waiting for me again.
That's the typical guitar player stuff.
Okay. Wait, I gotta plug in my wah and my fuzz pedal. Hold on.
Oh, those guys really...
Don't touch those things, Dad. The most jokes are about drummers.
I'm not really a drummer though, so I'm
sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
I saw one that had
a skeleton
sitting in a chair holding a bass and it sat underneath waiting for a guitar player to tune up or something. To finish tuning.
Nice.
Or
like
that. Oh, man. No, well, the pedals are really the worst because then you have to. You know, they've got this rack of this and then this other rack and you're sitting there and wondering, oh, no, wait, the wah isn't quite right. No, wah wah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, yeah, it's bad.
Alright.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. I just went for it, man. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
It's great. Yeah. Well, that was what I was gonna say first. Is it felt like everybody was just confident.
Yeah.
Or at least more.
I felt like I wasn't really sure what was going on, but I was like comfortable, and okay with it. And people were all doing stuff. So.
You know, that's more than half the battle.
Yeah.
You just have to. I mean, you just gotta go for it. And it seemed like all your ideas were really clear. We're leaving some space, and there was some interaction with.
Yeah. That was the end. I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Happening.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I like the fretless. You seem really comfortable.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Time felt great. Yeah, and then you know, even though the trading always gets wacky, there was still communication.
Yeah.
So it worked itself out.
Yeah.
And it never felt awkward and tentative, like, oh, should I be playing maybe or.
Yeah, that was cool.
At that point,
yeah.
Thinking, yeah. Yeah, let's go on to maybe one of the ones that we did last time. With trying to think, what else did we do that we didn't know as well?
It goes to confidence.
Yeah, great. Okay, now we'll break.